Good morning and welcome to this daily devotion on Thursday, the 2nd of April. Let's begin with some words from Psalm 34. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Let's pray. Lord God, you said to your servant Moses, "Do not fear, for I am with you." You gave the psalmist a word as he sang, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." As you walked on water towards your disciples, you said, "Do not be afraid." Call to us now, as you once again say, "Do not be afraid." Amen. The Bible reading today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 21 to 28. Jesus encourages us to let go of our fear and worry and to put our trust in God. Easier said than done, especially when shops are emptier than we once knew, when hospitals are bursting at the seams and those whom we love, even if they are only mere streets away from us, now seem so cut off. However, Jesus offers us hope as he reminds us that God cares for all of his creation. So read the passage anew as you listen to the still small voice of God today in your life. "Do not worry," Jesus said to his disciples. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you're not able to do a smaller thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith?" Amen. And let's finish this morning with a prayer, adapted by a prayer which was written by Reverend Ann Payton. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you tell us not to be afraid of what the future holds, not to worry about tomorrow, but you know how difficult we find it to heed your words. For we worry about so many things, our families, our friends, our circumstances. Some worries, big worries. Most worries, tiny niggles. We come before you this day with these big and tiny worries, and with confidence, we know we can lay them all at your feet. We bring our worries about health and happiness, about security for ourselves and for our loved ones. We bring our worries about the world we live in and the endless onslaught of COVID-19. We bring our worries about lack of equipment to fight this disease. And we bring our worries about not knowing when this might all end. Father God, we know that you are concerned with every aspect of our lives. So we bring also the little things that concern us, the worries which keep us awake at night, the worries which are known only to you. Living God, reach out to all of us now. Assure us that you are with us even if the future seems dark and circumstances feel like they are spiraling out of control. Remind us that you are able to transform even the bleakest of situations, bringing healing and wholeness. Lord, we make our prayers in faith, for we know that your Spirit is at work in our world, making all things anew. Amen. You can find everything in the box above or on our website. And until we meet again, God bless each and every one of you. Amen.